Hello and welcome. Thank you for listening. My name is Sarah Baumert. I am a yoga teacher, Feldenkrais practitioner, and host of the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. The Sarah B. Yoga podcast and my practice, Body Matter, is an interdisciplinary learning space where we explore the many ways that movement can help facilitate body acceptance and awareness, reduce pain and stress, regulate the nervous system, and build strength and ease. My teaching plays with the synthesis of Feldenkrais awareness through movement lessons, traditional yoga asana, creative imagery, breathing exercises, self-massage, and a compassionate mindset to help you feel a greater sense of ease and comfort in yourself. Sarah B. Yoga and Body Matter have a lot of other program offerings. These podcasts are just a taste of my teaching. Each week, I teach a range of online classes, including a gentle yoga class, a level 2 class for more advanced students, and Feldenkrais classes with monthly themes, anatomy lessons, and Q&A sessions for more in-depth study. I have 2 new courses starting at the end of February. One is my continued Monday night blending of yoga and Feldenkrais class. This series will have a focus on the pelvic floor, the psoas, and the abdominal complex. Each class will use pelvic floor mapping as an entry point for a well-rounded practice. The second course is The Secret Language of the Arms, where we will explore Feldenkrais lessons that offer the hidden potential within the upper body. You might imagine this scenario. You go to just grab your phone and check on something, and before you know it, that kind of gripping action of your hands, of holding the phone, starts to create a tension that travels up your arms, to your neck, to your jaw, to your chest. You might even realize that you've been holding your breath and you're somewhat lost in this digital world as your body braces. And for what, really? We've all been there, uncomfortable with the tension that comes from our technology, where the strain travels from our fingertips up through our arms, into our shoulders, our chest, even to our foreheads. And none of us are immune to these kinds of modern day scenarios. So in this series, The Secret Language of the Arms, each lesson will include 2 components. We'll move from microcosm to macrocosm and connect the dots along the way. So you can think microcosm, an exploration of the articulation and functional coordination of the smaller joints, like the fingers, the wrists, the elbows. And then we'll expand outwards, discovering how your arms integrate with the whole self, feeling the way your spine, your ribs, even your legs and your feet, how they contribute to the harmony of the movement of your arms. No Feldenkrais lesson is complete without an integration of the whole self. While there will be this focus on the upper extremities, these will be whole body lessons. You can find a link for these 2 new spring courses that start at the very end of February, beginning of March. Find all of that in the show notes, or just visit body-matter.com. I hope to see some of you there. Okay, on to today's episode. Hello and welcome to the Sarah B. Yoga podcast. This podcast is an intersection of my yoga teaching and my training in the Feldenkrais method. Today's class is the first of a series of classes I will be posting as an introduction to the upcoming Body Matter Feldenkrais series, Soften the System. The lessons in this series are not just exercises in how to relax or how to have mindful awareness or how to feel good, but they're also ways to better know, experience, and understand your body. Most importantly, they can help you develop the ability to settle your body wherever you wish. And this is something that really can be practiced, and we can strengthen our ability to self-soothe or soften our system. So today we take a very gentle Feldenkrais approach by connecting the shoulders to the ribs and the sternum. There will be a few moments in class where I'll have you touch your jaw, and I encourage you to be incredibly kind with your jaw when we're doing the jaw movements. And if you resonate with today's approach, you may be interested in some of my self-paced Feldenkrais audio series. You can check the show notes where I've put some recommendations there. And you can also find links to my schedule of live stream classes on Zoom, my self-paced yoga and Feldenkrais courses that do include video. Okay, so let's begin today. Please lie on your back. The only thing you might need for class today is something underneath your head. So as you come to your back, feel the way that your head meets the floor and notice the curve in the back of the neck. If your chin is tilting away from your chest a lot, then you may consider putting a small pad underneath the head if you don't have something already underneath the head. So this is small. It's not fluffy or too soft. You want it to be firm like the floor. So maybe a folded towel that's flat would be useful. Once you have that set in place, just take a moment to settle in and start to feel the contact with the floor. You can make yourself comfortable with your legs long or with your knees bent and your feet standing. And we'll just start this lesson with a little connection to our environment. As children, you know, when babies are born, there's this very strong connection between ourselves and our environment. And of course, we still have that as adults. But now that we are grown up, that connection, maybe we're not always so aware of it, or maybe the connection is not as easily found. So let's just begin with a little awareness of your environment, whatever space you're in right now. Notice what comes easily to you. So this could be that you're aware of your contact with the floor. It could be that if your eyes are open, maybe you're seeing something in your environment or you hear some sounds. You might notice the temperature of your room. And then have your eyes open if they are not. And start to notice where your eyes easily can go. Notice what you see. So maybe you very easily notice the ceiling. You can see what's in front of you. And then allow your eyes to explore a bit around your space. And just notice what's easy for you to see right now. And as you're seeing with your eyes, you can notice whether your head turns, if that spontaneously happened, what area of your environment is easy to see. Does anything change in your breathing? Do you have any impulse to look up or down or more to one side? And so we're just getting a sense of this. And how does seeing your environment connect to your whole self? Okay, and then you can let that rest and go ahead and close your eyes and start to notice your breathing. Bringing attention to your ribs, wherever your ribs are in your self-image. Can you get an image of your ribs? There are ribs on the back of us that meet the floor. Is it possible for you to sense some area that is rib that meets the floor? And those same bones that are meeting the floor, continue and they wrap around the side of you. They continue to wrap around to the front of you and they connect to your sternum. And so as much as you can, starting to sense this amazing three-dimensionality, the way that the ribs somewhat hug the center of your chest. And as you're breathing, you might notice if it's easier for you to sense ribs that are higher up in your torso or ribs that are lower down in your torso. Noticing the contact of your upper back with the floor and even how that changes when you breathe in and when you breathe out. Is there more pressure pushing into the floor at a certain moment or less pressure? And then sense your lower back today, the two sides of the lower back, the way that your pelvis meets the floor, comparing and contrasting the two sides of your pelvis. And then take a moment to feel the entire right side of your body, the right side of your face, the right side of your mouth, the right side of your neck, the right arm, shoulder, the right side of your torso, waist, down to the right pelvis, all the way down the right leg, feeling the whole right side. How does it meet the floor? And what is the tone of the right side? Just anything you notice. And then compare this with the left side. Notice the left side of the face, the left eye, the left side of your mouth, the left side of your neck, the left shoulder and arm, all the way down the left side of the torso, the left pelvis, down the left leg and your left foot. And then if you have glasses or anything on the face, you might want to take the glasses off. We'll be doing a little bit of touch on the face. So go ahead and bring your right hand to your forehead so that your palm is on your forehead and your right fingers are pointing to the left. And feel the weight of your hand on the forehead for a moment. Seeing if there's any way to soften the hand, soften the way that your arm, your elbow, and your shoulder are in this position. And if you do have anything underneath your head, it should not constrict this next movement that we'll do. So keeping your right hand on your forehead. Slowly roll your head to the left using the right hand and then bringing the head back to the center. And as you roll your head to the left easily and then bringing the head back to center, start to bring awareness to your mouth, to your tongue. So you're just moving the head a little bit to the left and then to the center. And the hand is there, feeling the skin of the forehead, the bone underneath there, so that the hand is doing more of the work, the neck can stay soft. Good. And then as you bring your head back to the center, keep your right hand on your forehead and bring your left hand to your chin. So your thumb might go underneath and then your index finger comes more to the front of the chin. Now this bone that is sometimes called the chin bone is really your jaw and your lower teeth are connected to that. So let your mouth open just a little bit and your left hand is just going to hold your chin or your jaw. And go ahead and with your right hand, slowly move the head a little bit to the left so you can still feel the back of your head rolling on the floor a little bit, but you're keeping the jaw in place. So that means your upper set of teeth are going to move to the left slightly as your lower teeth and your jaw stay put. And here's where I ask you to be very gentle. You move the head a little to the left, and then you come back to the middle. And so it's the slowness and the smaller range that you can start to use in order to find a smoothness. And listening as you move through a smaller range and seeing if your curiosity and interest can be in how smooth can this action be? And maybe you're just looking for how do I differentiate the jaw and the skull? And see if it's difficult to feel that, see if making a smaller movement can support sensing, differentiating those two things. Great. And then bring your arms down. Take the hands down so the arms are alongside the body. And go ahead and turn your palms so they're facing down on the floor. Keeping your right elbow on the floor, just slowly start to lift your right shoulder in the direction of the ceiling. Lift the right shoulder and smoothly lower the right shoulder down, and then pause, let all the work settle, and then begin again. And feel how much effort do you really need to do that lifting of the right shoulder and gently lowering the right shoulder. Getting curious about that need for effort. And as you lift the right shoulder, the right elbow stays on the floor and you feel how soft can the hands be. As the right shoulder lifts, notice any kind of movement or folding in your chest. And feeling which area of your upper back presses deeper into the floor as you lift your right shoulder. So when you lift the right shoulder and you feel that area of your upper back go deeper into the floor, actually encourage that area, push that area a little bit into the floor as you lift your right shoulder. And notice how that changes the shape of your chest. Does it make something more clear about lifting your right shoulder? Feeling how the chest and the shoulder are connected. Okay, pause for a moment. So for most of this lesson, you can choose to have your legs long or to have both knees bent with your feet standing. So if one's more comfortable for you, do that. And you might actually go back and forth at times with however you prefer your legs to be. So now again, go back to lifting your right shoulder and pressing the upper back deeper into the floor, wherever that is for you, that makes sense. So as you lift your right shoulder, you feel what area of the upper back has to push down into the floor. And as you lift the right shoulder away from the floor, can you turn your eyes? Can you move your eyes to the left? So the right shoulder lifts and the eyes are interested in something to the left. And then when you bring the right shoulder back to the floor, the eyes come back to the middle. And it's just what's easy with your eyes. It could even be the very beginning, just the intention to look a little bit to the left. Good. And then let the right shoulder settle and just feel the way that your right shoulder meets the floor. Can you compare the way your right shoulder meets the floor to how your left shoulder meets the floor? And now bend your right leg and stand your right foot. So if your left leg is bent and your foot is standing, then lengthen your left leg. So your left leg is straight and your right knee is bent, the right foot is standing. And with that standing right foot, push the right foot a little into the floor so that you can direct your pelvis and tip your pelvis to the left, pouring the weight of your pelvis over to the left side, feeling your left hip getting a little bit deeper into the floor, and then bring your pelvis back to the middle where you began. Pause, let everything settle, feel the weight settle before you repeat. So the repeating action here is to slowly push the right foot into the floor, tip the pelvis to the left, and then coming back to the middle. And so the pelvis is this heavier area of the body. So how do we include more of ourselves to make the moving of the pelvis easier? As you tip your pelvis to the left, what are you feeling in your spine? Does the movement change if you think about pulling your left hip deeper into the floor? And as you tip your pelvis to the left, what are you able to sense in your ribs? Great. And then come back to the middle and find a symmetric way to have your legs, either both legs long or both knees bent. And bring the pads of your fingers to the top of your sternum. Sternum is our breastbone in the center of the chest. So come all the way up to the top of that bone near the base of your throat. And you can use the three center fingers, so index, middle, and ring finger on the right and the left hand. And you're finding some way that your arms can be somewhat effortless here. And with the pads of the fingers on the top of the sternum, begin to just gently guide your sternum a little bit to the left and then back to the center. So all three fingers are on the sternum bone. They give a little pressure into the sternum, and then you're just asking that sternum to move to the left. And it's not aggressive. It could just be the idea of your sternum moving. Maybe you've never thought about moving your sternum independent of anything else. And it doesn't really move independent of anything else because the ribs are connected right there. So you're moving your sternum with your fingers a little bit to the left and then back to the center. Noticing the tone in your hands. And so we'll work to have a somewhat of an absence of effort in the hands. So again, the hands aren't aggressively pushing. And then just start to walk your finger pads down the sternum a little bit and find another place, maybe more in the center of the sternum, and gently begin to move the sternum slightly to the left. It's a gentle initial movement, knowing that there's ligament, there's connective tissue. The movement won't be huge. We're just starting to bring this idea into our sensation. And then bring your finger pads down to a lower spot on the sternum, near the lower area of the sternum, and do the same thing, just a few times, moving the sternum to the left and coming back, and starting to notice if anything else is orienting to the left as you invite the sternum in that direction. Good. Bring your arms down. Let that rest for a moment. And just sense your palms. Sense your fingertips. You can always take extra rests for your hands if you need to during this lesson. And as you're breathing, notice the way the breath moves into the two sides of your chest. And can you notice any differences? Is it possible to feel? Does one side of the chest receive your breath more easily or different than the other side? And now bring your finger pads up to your collarbone. So the right finger pads on the right collarbone, the left finger pads on the left collarbone. And then move straight down from there to find a pair of ribs. So each rib has a twin on the other side. And you're just going to look for the first pair of ribs that feels clear to you. And your finger pads can be an inch or two away from the sternum, a little bit wider than the sternum that you were just touching. And with the finger pads on this pair of ribs, gently guide the ribs a little to the left with the fingers, and then bring the ribs back to the center. So you take the finger pads on what you imagine, what you sense is a pair of ribs, something you can feel somewhat easily. And you gently shift these ribs to the left. Your hands are soft. You're looking for a sensation that you appreciate. And you can feel maybe you're right on the bone, or maybe you're in that little gully area between a pair of ribs. Great. And then just move down to find a second pair of ribs. You might skip many ribs, knowing that there's breast tissue here. And so just using the finger pads to find another pair of clear ribs. And again, shifting this area to the left a little bit and then coming back to the center. And now as you're shifting this pair of ribs to the left, can you begin to let your eyes follow this intention that your hands are moving your ribs a little bit to the left? And notice what happens when the eyes very easily begin to follow the ribs to the left. So the ribs are going to the left with the help of your hands. The eyes are following that intention, and you bring everything back to the middle before you begin again. Can you exhale as you move the ribs to the left? As you move the eyes to the left? And go ahead and let your head roll a little to the left, the amount that feels congruent with whatever amount the ribs are moving. So as you shift your ribs to the left, the eyes and the head are moving to the left on an exhalation. You can inhale and bring everything back to the middle. Great. And then just let that rest and take your arms down. Take a moment to sense your breathing. Slowly lift your right shoulder and roll your head to the left, and lower the right shoulder and bring the head back to the center. And as you do that a few times, lifting the right shoulder, rolling the head to the left, it's almost like you imagine these phantom finger pads on the ribs, guiding your ribs a little to the left, feeling how your chest can move, feeling which area of your upper back goes deeper into the floor as you lift the right shoulder. And whatever part of the upper back you feel going deeper into the floor, can you press that area into the floor while your right shoulder lifts? And is that somehow different from before? Great. And now stand your right foot, bend your right knee, and your left leg will be long. Press the right foot into the floor and slowly tip your pelvis to the left and let your eyes and your head roll to the left and just feel how that's coming along. Is there any change in how you sense you can roll your pelvis to the left? When you roll the pelvis to the left, what do you feel in your ribs and in your chest? Great. Okay, so lengthen your right leg and just pause for a moment. Compare the right and the left sides and how they meet the floor. Notice the sensation of your upper back on the right side compared to the upper back on the left side. And is the image of your ribs in your self-image, is it changing in any way? Does it feel like a different shape on one side compared to the other? And then from here, roll to your side and come up to sit and come up to stand. We'll just stand for a moment as another way to observe. As you come up to standing, sense your two sides and feel the way the right side ribs hang or drape or float or whatever it feels like on that right side. Compare it to the left side. One side might feel heavier or longer. You might notice that one arm is hanging differently. Just see what shows up for you. And then come back onto your back. Your legs can be long or the knees can be bent. And bring your left hand to your forehead. So the left elbow is pointing a little bit to the left. Your left fingers are pointed to the right and your hand is gently resting on your forehead. And slowly start to roll your head to the right, using your hand so that your neck muscles can soften as you do this. Listen to the neck muscles. Roll the head a little bit slower to the right and then back to center if you feel that your neck is really recruiting a lot of effort to do this. And you can let your mouth be open just enough that you sense that the jaw joint is able to loosen. And you're looking for almost an absence of effort in your fingers. Good. And then come back to the center with your head and bring your right hand to your chin. So the index finger can be in front and the thumb can be on bottom. Open your mouth just a little bit. Your left hand is still on your forehead. Now making a much smaller movement than what we just did because you'll hold the jawbone in place. Start to move your head a little bit to the right. Trying to keep your chin, your jaw, quiet. So the upper teeth will move to the right in relation to your lower teeth. And in order to find that movement, you may need to go smaller and slower as you continue to look for the clarity or even just the possibility of this movement. Good. And let that go. Bring your arms down. Turn your palms so that they face down on the floor. And slowly begin to lift the left shoulder a little towards the ceiling and then lower it down. Pause, let the weight of the shoulder really settle before you begin again. And look for the place in your back, in your upper back, that you feel presses a little bit back into the floor when you lift your left shoulder. And can you do something that helps that, that encourages the upper back to press a little bit into the floor as you lift the left shoulder? And see if that makes lifting the shoulder lighter or easier in some way. Maybe it even moves farther. Could you get as detailed as feeling what ribs are pressing into the floor as you lift the left shoulder? Continuing to build this three-dimensional image of your ribs. Great, and then let that rest. Bend your left leg. Stand your left foot. Have your right leg be long. Sense your breathing and begin to press your left foot into the floor to tip your pelvis to the right. And feel how that is here at the beginning. Go ahead and allow your eyes to move to the right as your pelvis shifts to the right, as if your eyes are just following the gentle movements of the pelvis. Notice as you tip or roll your pelvis to the right, what you sense in your spine and in your ribs. Is anything else moving to the right? Good. And then come back to the center and find a symmetric way to have your legs. Bring your finger pads back to the sternum and choose any part along the sternum, some area that feels accessible to you. And with those three middle fingers of the two hands, just gently, lightly press into the sternum and shift the sternum a little bit to the right with the finger pads. Go ahead and play with the tone of your hands. It's a guiding of these tissues and of this part of your skeleton, of the sternum bone, a little bit to the right. You don't stay over to the right. You shift the sternum to the right, and then you come back to the middle. Good. And then with your finger pads, widen away from the sternum so that you find one pair of ribs. And just see, again, where your curiosity, where your interest goes. Find a pair of ribs that feels clear to you. And with the hands, the finger pads on this pair of ribs, move the ribs a little to the right and return back to the center. Noticing, does the back of the head stay put on the floor? Could you invite the head to roll to the right, invite the eyes to follow, to track this movement of where you're bringing your ribs? Starting to feel the connection between your head and the chest. Good. Find another pair of ribs. Could be farther down. It might be much higher up. Again, moving to a place that you are curious about. Your fingers could be right on the bone, or they might be between two bones, more in the gully. Great. And then bring your arms down. Slowly lift your left shoulder. As you do that, roll your head and your eyes to the right.
And then bring the head, the eyes back to the middle as your left shoulder lowers. Trying this a few times and seeing if there's any change in the movement of your chest or the way that your chest softens or shapes itself as you lift the left shoulder. And as you lower the left shoulder, can you really pause and let go of any of the effort and feel an opening in the chest? Great. And then stand your left foot, your left knee bent. Press the left foot a little bit into the floor, tipping, rolling the pelvis to the right. And seeing if more of yourself is included now in this rolling to the right. Could you sense your ribs shifting a little bit to the right? Or just even imagine, remember where the finger pads were, so that as your pelvis tips to the right, you could imagine a little shifting of your chest to the right. Great. And let that go. Take your legs back to a symmetric shape. And observe your contact with the floor. Notice your two sides, comparing the right side to the left side. And so now, with both feet standing, the knees bend, the two feet standing, the feet can be a little wider than your hips distance. Imagine you're holding a huge ball in front of you, and so you can actually bring your arms forward. The finger pads almost touch, but that ball is so big. It's one of those soft, squishy balls. You imagine that the ball is on your chest and you're holding, you're kind of hugging this huge ball in front of you. The ball is so big though that your fingertips don't reach each other. So you have this soft curve in your arms, in your palms, and slowly start to roll or tip the ball to the right, allowing your whole self to roll a little bit to the right. You can push with your left foot. Your right knee might tip to the right. Like you want to take that ball to the floor to the right of you. And then you bring the ball back to the middle and roll that ball over to the left, pushing the right foot a little bit into the floor. You can go ahead and let your left knee tilt to the left. And slowly coming back to center. And so playing, like there's this energetic field out in front of you. Or if the image of holding the ball is really working for you, just stay with that. You're not gripping the ball, so the arms and the palms are still relaxed. And you're feeling how the chest can soften. Can you continue to keep the image of the ribs in your awareness as you roll from one side to the other, feeling how your back space meets the floor? When you feel more pressure on one area of your upper back, when an area of your upper back really lightens away from the floor. And if your eyes are closed, just notice that. And gently open your eyes, and as you're rolling this ball a little to the right, a little to the left, start to just notice your environment. So as you roll the ball to the right, your eyes can start to go to the right, and you can see, notice the world to the right of you. As you come back to center, notice what's out in front of you towards the ceiling, and as you tip the ball to the left, you can start to see the left side of the world. And really keeping the quality easy. Using your whole self, your feet, tipping of the pelvis, Great. And then come back to the center. Let your arms come down. Let your legs lengthen. Let the mouth open a little bit. Give a few more moments to settle into the floor. Just noticing, is there more sense of some part of the body a little bit more spread or more flat into the floor? Or a different kind of appreciation that the tissues on the back of you have now for the floor behind you? And before we end, just start to sense your environment, the sounds, the temperature. You can keep your eyes open or closed, but just notice how available are the two sides of the world, the right side and the left side. Do you feel like you have choice? Do you feel like you have option? And maybe you feel a stronger connection towards one side, or like if you were to roll to one side and come all the way onto your side, which side would you roll to? And so you can do that, and you could come up to stand, or you could stay resting for a little while and just linger in this sensation. Thanks so much.
Are you enjoying this podcast? I've chosen to offer these audio recordings freely for over 15 years. I do this because research shows yoga, yoga nidra, and Feldenkrais to be valuable practices, those which I would like to share widely. Dana, the Buddhist practice of generosity, has always been a pillar of my business. And more generally, Dana is the inclination to give without expecting any form of repayment. It does, however, take a fair amount of time, effort, and cost to maintain and keep the podcasts available. If you feel you've benefited from what you've learned from these classes, then please do consider making a contribution towards the maintenance and upkeep of the classes. It will help ensure that I can continue to offer the podcast classes freely and keep generating new material. Give what you can. Give what feels good. If it's too little, it won't feel good. If it's too much, it won't feel good. Links to support the show monetarily can be found in the show notes. And other ways to give include sharing the podcast with others, leaving a 5-star rating and review, or just sending me an email with how the classes have affected you. Thanks so much.